Okay, good to see everyone. Let's begin. We start the next sugya for David Beis. And the topic will be today, Be'ez Hashem prophecy. Nevin, the notion of Nebuah, what it's all about, and its details. Be'ezrat Hashem. Okay, let's look at David Beis from an hour. Let's see from the door. Inside the David Beis. Who wants to read today? Who might say? Ariel, go ahead. David Beis in Aleph, where it says, Amar. Amar of Dimi de Min Haifa. Let's begin.
Amar of Dimi de Min Haifa. Yom Shadar of Beisa Mikdash.
What does Min Haifa mean? From Haifa? The city of Haifa? Is that what it means?
Mina Yir Haifa.
Wasn't Haifa? Isn't Haifa a modern day city? So what is it? It's Haifa.
Yes, Haifa.
So I don't know where Haifa is, but somewhere must be around the modern day city of Haifa. Now, we need to introduce what we're learning about Baba Basra, which focuses on Ezekiel and Shutin. Why are we talking about prophecy? So the answer to that is because in the previous Gemara we learned yesterday, Rabbi Yossi had a comment on Sumchus that your words are nothing but divrei nevi'is. So the Gemara gets off on a tangent now and discusses the concept of prophecy. That's the sole reason why we're talking about prophecy. That's how you remember the Gemara. What on earth is it talking about? Because remember when you sell a vineyard, how much do you need to separate? So Sukkah said you have to at least have three kavim. Rabbi Yossi said that's nothing but nevi'is. Because you didn't give any reasoning behind it. And they said in Bavel, how much the shear is? We said it was three rows. 12 grapes, three groups of grapevines. Each one had 12 grapevines, right? Three groups of 12 each. But the comment that sprung us onto Nevi'is was Rav Yossi's comment that Simchas said nothing but Nevi'is. Okay, go ahead. So I start again there from there. Thank you very much, everyone. Amar Rav Dimi.
Amar Rav Dimi. Amar Rav Dimi. Demid Haifa. Yom Shachar Pesa Mikdash.
Excellent. Well said. So talking about the first Beis HaMikdash. Because in the times of the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, there was Navu anyway.
Right.
Okay? The last Navim we had was Chagai, Zecharia, Malachi, and they were at the very beginning of the building of the Beis Sheni. But throughout Beis Sheni, we had no Navu. Okay? Excellent. Very good. Go ahead. During the 7 years between Beis Rishon and Beis Sheni, there was Navim. Okay? There was Navim. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away Nevuah from the Nevi'im and gave it to the Chachamim. That implies that there are two different tracks, that there's Chachamim and there's Nevi'im. Yeah? And because of that, Lamaisa, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there was a degradation, there was a lower concept of Kedusha, and it was taken away from the Nevi'im and given to the Chachamim. But that implies there are two separate tracks. Let's just see Rashi there. Go ahead, Nitma Nevuah. First long line there on the bottom there of Rashi. So Rashi's bothered by our kasha. What in the world does the Gemara get off on a tangent and talk about Nevuah for? So Rashi answers that because since the previous Gemara called one of the Shitas Eni El Adivin Nevias, then we get off on a tangent and we mention, let's not skim the Rashi. We mentioned the concept of Nevuah. That's what Rashi means. Everyone got the way to read that? Because we said earlier, Rabbi Yossi said, Ein al diminuyas, it called the Chachamim Shita Nevuah. So since it called the Nevuah, Nakalaha Milsa. So we're going to talk about this concept of Chachamim, the words of the Chachamim, compared to wisdom, compared to Nevuah. Okay? Excellent. Go ahead, back to the Gemara. Oh, frek the Gemara, the two tracks? You mean a Chacham is not a Navi? There's one track Nevi'im, there's another track Chacham. As far as I'm concerned, Lamaisa, that's very bizarre, because you would think that what? You would think that a Chacham could be Roy to be a Navi. I mean, there's one track Chacham, there's one track Nevi'im. And a Chacham can't be a Navi? It seems ridiculous, no? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Very strong Kasha. Okay, go ahead. Excellent. What the Gemara means is that even though it was taken from Nevi'im, it wasn't taken from Chachamim. I mean, there are Chachamim, there are Nevi'im that are really not Chachamim. Okay, they must be holy people, and they're very big Yar Shemayim, but the bottom line is that they're not Chachamim. And Hashem does dwell His Shekhinah on them as well, but He also dwells His Shekhinah on Nevi'im that are Chachamim as well. And therefore, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is after the Churban, He took away Nevuah from Nevi'im, and He left it on what? He left it only on Chachamim, meaning the Chachamim are Nevi'im. It's not that there's two separate tracks, but the fellows that were Nevi'im, who are not Chachamim, they lost Nevuah after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Let's see Rashi, the two Rashis there. Go ahead. Yeah, what, a Chacham is not ready to be a Navi? Go ahead. Yeah, you mean to tell me that there was no Nevuah for Chachamim? There's two separate tracks? That's crazy. Go ahead. Even though it was taken away from Nevi'im, they were not Chachamim, it wasn't taken away from Chachamim. The Chachamim that were Nevi'im, that they still possessed the Nevuah, the Feirish. Okay? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, so it means what? Chachamim, what does he mean when he says that? What does the Bach say there in Dalin? Not sure what he means there in the Bach, but he's changed it to Menavi Yeshua Levav Chachma, right? What does he mean when he says that line there? What'd you say? The Vav Yeshua Levav Chachma, meaning to say what? It's one Dibor. Meaning that what? What is Rashi trying to bring out from that Pasuk? That's a Pasuk. What's that? What's Rashi trying to bring out of that Pasuk? That what? It says, "V'navi yesh lo levav chachma." Now what?
It's just trying to quote the pasuk.
Yes, there are Nevi'im. There are some Nevi'im that have chachma, and some that don't. No.
I think it's just quoting the pasuk.
Yeah. Okay. But what purpose is he quoting the pasuk?
It's about quoting the Gemara.
The Gemara is gonna. We didn't get up to it yet. The Gemara is gonna quote it yet. No, I don't think we got up to it yet. No. Gemara is gonna quote it really soon. Right. The next four kids to a Maymar. The Gemara didn't quote it
right,
yet.
But I'm saying like the way that Rashi says it over is not the same way as the pasuk, because it wants to make it clear that when you're going to read that pasuk very soon, you don't read it as Navi as in fire, you read it as Navi as Melody.
Well, what's bothering me is that there are two types of Nevi'im. There are Nevi'im that are Chachamim, and there are Nevi'im that are not Chachamim. And this pasuk seems to say that Nevi'im Yesh Len Levav Chachma. Yeah. What'd you say?
All the Nevi'im remaining have Chachma.
I couldn't hear you. What?
I'm saying, we just said that it wasn't Nitzvah from Chachamim. So all the Nevi'im left have Chachma.
Uh-huh. Okay. But the title is Chachamim. You know what I mean? They have Nevuah to them, but you're saying it's the same thing. Okay. Fine. And there's the only ones that are left are Chachamim that have Nevuah, which you're calling a Navi Chachma. You're not bothered by Ariel because you said there are two categories. So Yosef's saying that there really are Nevi'im, but we call them Chachamim that have Nevuah. That's why, you know what I'm saying? That's what bothers me a little bit. But you have to say like that. In other words, there are two tracks. There's Nevi'im that didn't have Chachamim and they were stripped from Nevuah. And there are Nevi'im that are Chachamim. I'm calling them Chachamim. You're calling the Nevi'im that have Chachamim. Okay? Yes, Nate.
The next line of the Gemara says that it's comparing them, right?
Yes.
I used to read that line to be like, the Nevi'im were like Ki'ilu Lev Chacham, like they had like that their hearts were Chacham, meaning like they were given this insight from and that was the prophecy.
Uh-huh.
Not that they had Chacham.
Not that they had Chacham, it was like they had your son.
Yeah, that's
interesting. Okay,
that's
good.
The next time we Mars, since you said it.
All right, okay, good. Everyone's saying good. All right, good. Excellent. Okay, good. Let's see Vaiter. Okay, very good, Ariel. Go ahead, Vaiter. Let's see Vaiter, and we'll go back and do the Tyson. I want to go a little Vaiter in the Gemara. Go ahead, Amar Abaye. Amar Amemar.
Yeah.
Amemar says a Chacham is better than a Navi. Higher Madrega. Go ahead. See, when you compare X to Y or A to B, right, that means B is better. Y is better. Yeah, go ahead. Which one hangs with which? Excellent. The cotton hangs with the cotton. I don't mean by hanging out. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, modeling. I'm translating the word nitla literally. Yeah, go ahead. So what does the word teda always mean? What does teda always mean?
Proof.
Excellent. Very good. Teda always means a proof, okay? So let's get this, guys. What's the teda lamaisa? Okay? Oh, so what does Avaya say? I want to prove to you that the Divrei Chachamim are stronger than a Navi. Okay? That's what we're trying to prove. The Abaya's Raya, how does Rashi learn Teda? Read Rashi Teda. Guys, look at Rashi, last Rashi in the Omid. Go ahead.
Rashi.
Yeah, Teda. I want you to get this down. What's Abai trying to prove? Abai is trying to prove that the Nevi'im that are Chachamim still have Nevuah. Yes? That's the proof. That's what Rashi learns. Okay? Iran learns like that too. But Rabbeinu Gershom, please get it down, says the Raya of Abai to Amemar is that Chachamim's Adif Minavi. Interesting, no? What is Abai going on? I missed that in the whole Gemara. Did you guys notice that? I didn't notice it. I'm being honest with you. When Abaye says Teda, is he going back on what Amemar just said? That Chacham is Adif Minavi? Or is he going back on what Rav Avdimi said, that Ariel started today? So Rashi says, Lamaisa, Rashi and the Ran say he's going on Amemar. Okay? I'm sorry. Rashi says that he's going on what? He's going on Rav Avdimi, right? Rashi says he's going on Rav Avdimi, that he's trying to prove that what? That it was Nitlam in Avun. That's what Rashi says. It was Lo Nitlam in Achachamim. And the Rebbe Gershom, the Ramaskal Tena says no, that Abai is a riot to Amemar, that Chacham Zarek Minav. So why don't you get that Machlekes Rishonim down? Rashi and Aran against Rebbe Gershom. What is Abai trying to prove? Is he trying to prove that, like a Rav Dimi, that wasn't taken away from Nivim, or is he trying to prove that Chacham Zarek Minav? So my colleagues will show you how to learn Shat in the Gemara. Okay? Yes, yes, yes. Rashi and Aran say like that. Yes, Yosef.
I don't understand, what does that mean?
That when you compare X to Y, X is the smaller thing, Y is the bigger thing. When you compare A to B, A is the smaller thing, B is the bigger thing. So it says in the Pasuk, V'navi levav chachma. X is Navi, Y is Chachma. So the Navi is being Nitla b'Chachma. So you see, Chachma is a greater thing. That's what the Gemara means. Okay?
Is that me Nitla?
No. Heavy Omer, me Nitla b'mi. Me, which is hung by hung. Which is hung? Heavy Omer, a cut Nitla b'Gadol. A is Nitla b'B. And the B here is the Chachma.
Why is that cut b'Gadol?
I can't hear you.
How is that cut b'Gadol?
That's just the way it is. You see, Chacham is Adif Mi Navi.
Oh, we were the second one.
Comparing it. The Navi, Levav, Chachma. The Navi is A, Chachma is B. So B is greater.
Okay.
You're saying A is like this one. Okay? X to Y, A to B. Y and B are greater. Okay, go ahead. Let's read again. Amar Abaye. Go ahead.
Amar Abaye.
Yes, Binyam, real quick.
Isn't my focus between Rabbi Dini and Amimai? I'm saying, like,
It's not a machlokes.
It's not a machlokes at all.
They're on the same page. The question is, what is Abai trying to prove? Is he trying to prove a Neymar, or is he trying to prove a Avdimi?
The reason why I would think that possibly is different is because Avdimi seems to be saying that it's a Yeridus Doros.
He didn't speak to which topic is greater, though. He's just pointing out that one was taken than the other. He didn't necessarily. I hear what you're saying. On the contrary, they're on the same page. On the contrary, the Nevuah was taken away and the Chachma stuck. So I would say from there that Chachma is better than Nevuah.
I would say that's the Yiridus Doros. That only the Chachma, we chopped off the highest.
No,
head,
I would.
Now we're left with lower.
No, I would say what's stuck is stronger. That's what I would say. But he's not going into that theory. He's not even going into that topic. But if you had to ask me that, I would say that Rav Dimi is saying that Chachma is better than Nevuah because it's stuck. But he's not going into that theory. They're not arguing. The question is, what does Abai bring a proof to? So read again. Amar Abai, go ahead. Amar Abai.
Amar Abai. Teda damar gavar rab milsa. Umis amra. Mishmet gavar rabba arena kivase.
So he says, I'll prove it to you. A great man says one shtickle Torah. And another one says in the name of Gavaraba, another different Gavaraba like him. Yes? So what's up, Shah? How can this be said that in another door that came before this? The person says a bichidish, right? And then it was said in someone else's great name, great and a pre, in another door, previously, the same chidish. Obviously, if they're in different generations, they said the identical same thing. Lamai said, what must be? It must be that they came with what? That the Divrei Chacham is what? Is Mikach what? Is Mikach Nevuah, Lamais. Yes? So how is this a proof, Lamais? How is this a proof? They got it through what? They got it through Nevuah. So we're bringing a raya for Rav Avdimi that the Divrei Chachamim, sometimes what? They get from Nevuah. That the Chachamim get their sheikhs from Nevuah. So I think the Gemara reads much smoother if it's a raya for Rav Avdimi. That a lot of times the Chachamim arrive at their words through Nevuah. How on earth could two Chachamim for two generations say the same exact thing? Must be there's something, and I don't mean it literally, I mean, you know what I mean by that? Magical. That they got it through Nevuah. Something if you're in Nevuah, they got it through, and that's how they're able to mechavin to one another. Yes, Nate?
Are we saying different generations?
Yes, yes.
I don't know, different places.
I think it means different doros. A different door. The previous doros that was already said, so it must be. It could be the different place, but the Gemara means different doros. It's the same theory, same principle. But it's talking about doros. So I think that fits much better than it's a raya for Avdimi. How would it be a raya for what? How would it be a raya that Chacham Zarif Minavi? How would you read that in even? How do you read that in according to Rabbeinu Gershom? Lumaisa. It's a little bit shvir, don't you think? How is it going to be according to the raya of Abaye is L'divri HaMeimar? How does that prove that a Chacham Zarif Minavi? How do you, according to Rabbeinu Gershom, how do you read the Gemara? Does anyone have an idea? How does this bear out that a Chacham is better than a Navi? I don't see how it says that at all, no? Does Rabbeinu Gershom Masber? Did anyone see the Rabbeinu Gershom? All right, we got to look into that. I don't see how that goes well. I don't know, but how does it bear out that if Chacham from different generations are Machabim the same thing, how does that show better that they're better than Navi? I don't see how that shows Chacham not if you know. Does anyone see in the Rabbeinu Gershom, how he's Masberin?
I think the Maharsha says something on this.
Yeah, and he asks it?
The Maharsha seems to say that there's an... And then Gadol B'Torah says something that is Chachma, that he claims that he heard it from... That some other Adam Gadol said it before him. Or, I'm sorry, after him. But in Adam Shishma, Zos Mitiv shall Shekodah.
Yes.
No one before him.
Sometimes an Adam Gold says something with Chachma, and some say this Dabra Chachma was already said in front of a different generation, right? Ain Adam Shishom Azos, but people should also Gold. He didn't hear it from him. So it says, like, Amar Ploni, the same Ploni, El Bavare, Naflin Vuazubithim, Shekawa Rishon Amar. Okay, I don't see how that answers the Akonar Ben Erbirsham. How does that bear out the Chachma's out of Binavi? Go ahead.
I'll
read the Lashon. Where is it?
I'm
Yud Bezim Bez or Yud Bezim and Aleph. I can't hear you.
I'm Tfus.
All right, just read the Lashon. Rabbeinu Gershom. Go ahead.
Yishum Gavra Yavla Milta Lomar Sheomer Chacham Halacha Midato Al Gloria Yal Kara Kibipi Hashemua Yot Halacha Nemra Yishmei Degavra Rava Kivete Yishishama Mipi Hashemua.
So how does that show that a Chacham is other than a Navi?
That what? So it seems like the Navi gets the word straight from Hashem, but the Chacham doesn't even speak to Hashem. He knows what Hashem, like his intention of Hashem.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because
in other words, Yosef wants to say that Rabbeinu Gershom is Masber. The reason why the Chacham is other than Navi is because why? Is that a Chacham kind of like with Siyata Nishmaya, but not directly from Hashem, said one Shtikl Torah, and a Chacham another generation says it from their own Shtikl Torah, but a Navi heard it directly from Hashem. You got to read that into the Gemara, you know what I'm saying?
Where do we stand better?
Because if you can figure out on your own without being told by Hashem, that's a higher Madrega.
Says who?
Just logically.
See, I'm not going to talk to Hashem.
Okay, I mean that he's talking to you, but I'm saying at the outcome of the information, if you were able to figure it out without Hashem telling you, it's a good point what you're saying, but that's what I'm saying. No one speaks Pel Peh except Moshe Rabbeinu. So, but you're right, that's the way you got to look at it. You got to look at it from the knowledge, okay? All right, so very good. So again, so excellent. Ariel's learning Pshat and Gemara. Abai says Tate is going back to Avdimi. Because we see that what? We see that it wasn't taken away from Chachamim. It's stuck. And the way Arino Gershom saying, Yosef saying, is that they Mechavan on their own, they don't hear it directly from Hashem. Okay, good. You get that down in your notes how to learn it. Go ahead. Amarava. Amarava. Yeah, go ahead.
Amarava. I'm here at the wrong place. Amarava. My
Kusha. What kind of Kasha is that? That's not a kasha, Lamaisa. What kind of kasha is that? Vidilma what?
Vidilma
Tarvai. What he means by Ma'akashia, what are you trying to say that your answer is a proof? Because you try to answer the kasha by saying a proof. There must be that what? That Chochmah was not taken away from what? Nevuah wasn't taken from Chochmah because from Chochmah to the same thing. Or that Chochmah was out of the Navi like the Ben Gershom. How are you proving that? Vidilma what? Vidilma Tarvai. Go ahead, B'nai. Oh, maybe they're on the same mazel. Maybe they're born in the same mazel. And therefore, what? What does that mean? That's why there's something that taps in. When you're born under the same mazel, you can tap into the same knowledge that another guy born in the same mazel. Somehow you're like twins in that sense. Like we said, if you visit someone who's sick and you're under the same mazel, you take away a 60th of a sickness, the Gemara says in the Dharm. Somehow if you're two people under the same mazel, you tap into something. And the Gemara is saying, that's not what? That's not proving to me that what? That Nevuah sticks, because maybe it's something called Mazel. Mazel's different than Nevuah. Okay? Mazel's different than Nevuah. We're trying to prove, Binyamin, that Nevuah has been not stripped from Chacham. This is not Nevuah. This is what I call Mazel, the Gemara says. Okay, Ella what? So you got to retreat on the proof. Go ahead, Ella. There's no one like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was the Gadol Hador. The Gemara writes in Menachos and Daf Kaf Tesim and Alf. Get every daf down. That Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem, why are you giving me the Torah? Give Rabbi Kiva. I don't even understand what the drush is, the shirim that he's saying. He's so you don't have a Gemara? You got to look on with somebody. So far, I was thinking of actually bringing my Gemara today, but I didn't. I should have. Lamaisa. Okay? You see, I should have. You know, there's no one like Rabbi Kiva, right? Moshe Rabbeinu said, why are you giving me the Torah? He was so far advanced. He was so far advanced, Rabbi Kiva, than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, why are you giving me the Torah? Hashem says, don't ask me kashas. That's exactly what the Gemara says in Menachos. Don't ask me any kashas. I've decided I'm giving you the Torah and that's it. Don't ask me any more kashas. But if you have a person that was b'chavin in the same shtugel Torah as Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva's head and shoulders above him in learning, and they were not under the same mazel, Pashup Shah, right? Obviously, what the Chachamim still have Nevuah. Yes? Look at that top Rashi. Go ahead. There was no one on his Madragan. In fact, what? Lo kam yisro kamosho. One of the 13 principles, actually, it's not a good riot what I'm saying. One of the 13 principles of Judaism is what? We have to believe that Ram is the greatest Navi ever was, ever will be. But it says Navi. Here we're referring to Chacham. You know what I mean? So it's not such a good ride. You still have to know that, though, which we're going to talk about later in Shir, God willing. Okay? Go ahead, top Rashi. Nariel, go ahead. Mishmei. You can't say the B'nai Saint Mazel. Why? Shari what? I don't really know what the Havamit is. Why can't they be in the same Mazel? The Gemara, the next line is going to say they are in the same Mazel. Somehow at this point in the Gemara, I think what you have to say is like this. I want you to learn how to be Lamdonim, a Talmud Chacham. I think what you got to say is, even if you tap into the same Mazel, you cannot reach the Madregas of Rabbi Kiva's learning. No matter what you want to say. So therefore, Lamaisa, the Gemara says, it's got to be that there's a notion of Nevuah. Okay? Because having the same mazel will not allow a person who's on a lower madrega to reach Rabbi Kiva's madrega in learning. Ella. So if Ravashi says to him, go ahead, I'm Ravashi.
Amar Ravaju my kusha. Zomalaha milsa bar mizlet mazlehu.
Wow. Ravashi says what I just said. What kind of kasha is that brought you to this riot? Maybe the fellow that said the Shtikl Torah isn't the same mazel as Rabbi Akiva. So what the Gemara just said a line before, that's what I want you to learn. The Gemara just said a line before, it's impossible. Now the Gemara makes an about face. Because what you have to say is that no, when you tap into the same mazel, yes, a guy can reach that Madregan learning of Rabbi Akiva. Yes, it is possible. The Gemara held the line before, it's impossible. Now the Gemara backs out of that and says no. That if you tap into the same mazel, you can't reach that Madregan learning. Okay? The Gemara held it wasn't possible before. Now the Gemara says it can. See, then a mazel can affect even that Madregan. But it has nothing to do with Nevuah, right? It has nothing to do with Nevuah. The Gemara held mazel was limited in the first line. Now the Gemara says in the second line, mazel is not limited. Even in the realm of Chochmah, you can tap in. Go ahead. Ella, rather. Go ahead. Wow, that's impossible unless you have Nevuah. To Mechavin to Allah Moshe Mishina, you got to be on the Madrega that you have Nevuah. And that is the Raya, that Chachamim possess Nevuah. Beautiful. Go ahead. The Gemara doesn't give up. Go ahead. The Gemara doesn't give up. Maybe he's like a blind man. A blind man's crawling on a roof. He falls right through the spotlight. His luck that he has to fall through the spotlight. He's crawling around on the roof, and he falls through the spotlight. Nebuch. It's a terrible thing. Hope he didn't hurt himself. The Gemara means an expression, it's luck. It's total luck. That's why I pointed out the guys in Shear. There's a concept of mazel, and there's a concept of what of luck. People think mazel's luck. You see from this Gemara Babas, it's not true, Eliezer. That mazel's one thing, it's something to tap into, and it's different than luck. There's a concept called luck. You shouldn't call that mazel. You should call that subaruba. You should call that some things. You're nuts. What do you mean I'm nuts? You're nuts. You don't know the Gemara Babas, you're base on the base. The Dilma what? Go ahead. The Dilma Kisuma Baruba. Go ahead. Doesn't mean the island Aruba by, you know, the Acapulco, you know. It means Suba Aruba, right? Doesn't mean a blind man on the island of Aruba, you know what I mean? It means a Suma that fell through the what? The spotlight. Go ahead.
Lam Tam
Yoiv. Lam Tam Yoiv. You read it rhetorically. But Lav Tam Yoiv, didn't he give a reasoning? How did he come up with his own reasoning? That they identify the same reasoning? It's got to be because of Nevuah. That's the Raya. How do you Mechavin to Moshe Rabbeinu? But what I want to bring out from this Gemara, you see there's a concept called mazel, and there's a concept called luck, and there's a concept called nevuah. Right? It's an amazing thing. So the Gemara at the end of the day says the Chachamim did not lose their what notion of nevuah. Go ahead, you're doing a great job, Ariel. Rashi, v'lav, what?
V'lav tam yaya.
No, in the Rashi, v'lav tam a kamer. He had, instead of yoyev, he has kamer. I think the Bach points that out, yes? Yeah. The Bach points out, Lav Tam Kummer. Yeah, go ahead.
Lav Tam Kummer.
Didn't he say a reasoning? I should read a rhetoric now. I'm sorry. Lav Tam Kummer? Didn't he give a reasoning? Go ahead. Oh, since he gave a reasoning, he's not like a blind man. Go ahead, show what? Shemechavein. Yeah, that the Suma didn't intend on falling through the spotlight, the spotlight, the skylight. It's really a skylight. Aruba is a skylight. He didn't intend on what? On falling through the what? The skylight. He just happened to fall through it. Go ahead. It was a svar that came to his heart through Nevuah. Excellent. Go ahead. And he exactly was mechavit to that. That's an amazing thing. That what it means possesses nevuah, and that's what that means. Halacha lemaisa. It's not like you know. And was there? And that's what it means when we say a reasoning, right? Did he say a reasoning here? It said a reasoning. That's what it means when you say a reasoning. There was a reasoning said. When a guy says a reasoning, what does the reasoning mean? He ain't chacham nosin tam lamash amar. The chacham gives a reason. How did the Chacham give a reason? He got it through Nevuah. So that's how we prove that what the Chacham possesses Nevuah at the end of the day. But I just thought it was interesting. I want you to get it. A lot of times you can glean Chidushim just from the Pshat and the Gemara. You see there's a category called Mazel, there's a category called Luck, which we're calling that Suma Karuba. Kis Suma Baruba. That's what we're calling it. Okay? But at the end of the day, if you're Mechavad Moshe Mishinai, and you say reasoning, so Lamai said that's a tremendous Chidush. Okay? All right. Let us get now to The Rashi and the Tosis on the bottom. Yes, Yosef, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
Yes.
What
are the chances of a blind man, let's say that's a huge roof and there's only one little hole? What are the chances if he crawls, he's blind, he crawls in the whole roof, he falls through the hole? 1 in 100.
Why is that a positive? Oh, he wants to get out.
Whatever, he's just crawling around. I don't know why he's crawling around. It's an expression. The expression is that it's 1 in 100 chance he's going to fall through the hole, and he falls through the hole. That's what it means. So ein zeh kisuma shemachavin leirid barubah b'mikra ba'alma. Right? It's mikra ba'alma. This is not like a... That's what it means to say. It wasn't like a one in the shot thing, a long shot. It wasn't a long shot. It was came from Sfaras Alev. That's what it means. Ein zeh kisuma shemachavin leirid barubah. You know what I mean? How, you know, Lamaisa, a blind man intends, let's say a blind man intends on kind of getting the hole. That's a hard thing to get through the hole. It's like a long shot.
5 years.
Yeah, this is not, he's mechavin and he gets through the hole. That's a long shot.
That he felt, it's yogurt, that he wanted to go down the hole.
Yes.
He wanted to go down.
Yeah, but what are the chances that he gets to it? Right. It's a long shot. And it's a long shot. This was not a long shot. He got nevuah from Hashem what the svara was. Exactly. Okay, excellent. Now let's turn back to Amud Aleph. Let's see the Tyson sign, then we have to have Mahalachim. We have a lot to do, guys. Okay? Go ahead. Let's start the first Tysis. Go ahead, Arya. You're doing a great job. Go ahead. I'm Rav Yossi.
I'm Rav Yossi.
Yeah, you base him out the bottom. You got it there?
Yeah, yeah.
Azriel, please. Go ahead. I'm Rav Yossi.
I'm Rav Yossi. And Ella the Brain of Yes.
Yeah. Was this derogatory or is this complimentary? That phrase. Go ahead.
Lois, the Shema.
Yeah, read again, Dibra Maskel. Go ahead.
I'm Rav Yossi, Ein Elu Ela, Dibra Nevias, Lo, the Shema, Ke'amar, Ela, Kolomar, Sh'omer, the Lo Ta'am.
Yeah, this was not complimentary, guys. This is derogatory. You say something without any reasoning. You say, Lo Maito, you know how much a kerem should be? Shouldn't be less than 3 kabin in order to divide it up. Where'd you get that from? What did you decide to wake up in the morning? You like the number 3? It's ridiculous. That's what Rabbi Yossi was saying to Sukkos. Go ahead. We have a similar thing in Shas. Actually, the Sof Mumin, excellent. The end of Perak Mumin in the Bechiris. Go ahead. What is Yaseiris? Guy has an extra finger. Amazing Sefer. We know the Sefer. Guy has an extra finger. A man's born with six fingers. But the extra finger doesn't have a fingernail. So what's the din? You cut off that finger. Is it metame or not? Go ahead. Gabi yaseris. Yaseris means extra from the word yeter. An extra finger, shame but siporn. It doesn't have a fingernail. Go ahead.
Metame, bimaga, bimasa.
Excellent. Metame by touching and also carrying. Carrying even without touching it, right? Aval. But if you're in a tent with a cut off finger that has no fingernail, you don't become tame. Go ahead.
Amar asu.
You know what they said about that? Your words are like, we're making your words like Divrei Nevi'is. Basically, it's ridiculous what you're saying. Go ahead. What? Momnavshoch! Watch your soul! Catch 22. Look at yourself in the mirror. Go ahead. If it's a real limb, the finger, the extra finger. Let's the time ball, then you should be timing all as well. Go ahead. Actually, it should be Matame Magamas or even all. Mimodov Shoch Josh, what's your soul? Yeah, go ahead. So he says that this is derogatory. When you say the word Nevi'is, it's derogatory. Go ahead, Lechain. When they were measured, they're measuring in a city how much to do Tchumen. So Zoshita is presented. And the next Shita says, Ein Eladina Nevi'is. Derogatory. It's derogatory. Go ahead, finish it. So what does Tosis say? At the end of the day, get it down. What's our Tosa Shita? Anytime any Nail Demis appears in Shas, it is what? Derogatory. It is not complimentary. Jake and Yosef point out in Seder, did you notice in the parentheses? It says, Erev and Samachlis, Visham, Dimasko, Ain. Whenever you see that, you got to look it up. He says, I want you to look up the corresponding Tosis over there. If you look up the corresponding Tosis there, Jake pointed out and Yosef pointed out that Tosus argues over there. Please get it down. Get it down in your notes. When you see the words Asu Divrei Nevi'is, Also, is like in Bechiris, that's derogatory. But Ein Elu El Devrius is on the contrary, is complementary. So our Gemara and the Gemara in Erevin are complementary. When you see Asu Divrei Nevius, that's bad. That's derogatory. So what emerges is a machlokes between Tosfos and Shas. Tosfos and Baba Basra, our Tosfos against Tosfos and Erevin, when Rabbi Yossi said that the Sukkos, Ein Elu Devrius, was he complimenting or was he criticizing? So according to Tosfos and Erevin, he was what? He was what? He was complimenting him. According to Tosfos, by us and Mavasa, it's derogatory. He was criticizing him. You got that? We always got to look up that, especially when he says, look up that Tosfos there. Okay? Very good. Excellent. This leads us to the next Tosfos. Go ahead, and then we have to be in a mile. Go ahead. Next Tosfos on the bottom. You know, Yosef was asking, saying, V'chein Yesh Lomar. Yesh Lomar, this is the pshat. This is the pshat. We're answering. Don't think it's derogatory. It's always derogatory. Yes, sir, Jake.
When it comes to the extra finger,
yes,
it's just sound if it's cut off, or once the guy's dead.
No. It's cut off when he's alive. So if you have a limb that was cut off from a live person, is mitame or not?
The Mavos Atosas says Kishu Mace.
Really? Yeah. Where's the Mavos Atosas? I don't have Mavos HaTaisis. What's Mavos HaTaisis? You have it there?
It looks like the Gemara is that.
Who says? It says it from a dead man?
Yeah, it says here.
It's cut off from a dead man? Read the Lashon. What Gemara does he quote? Okay, then I stand corrected. Talking about a man that's dead. And you cut off the finger. Had no fingernail, you put it somewhere else. Yes, Dave.
Wouldn't the guy make me tie anyway?
No, but I'm saying you took the finger away. You cut off the finger and took it away from the mace, and then you put it in somewhere else. So is it matamba mamaga masi? Yes, but not boil.
Well,
so what'd you say? What'd you say? No. Does the finger matami other people after it's cut off from a dead man? So I made a mistake. It's not talking about a guy, it's talking about a dead man. I thought an avis matami even if it's live though. I got to check out the din. Okay, over Shabbos. Over the weekend, we have to check out the din. Okay, I stand mistaken. You said it was Bechoris Mem Hei? Yeah, okay, good. You know what? Did you look up that Taisa Sham Din Ramask Asu? I didn't. Do you see the parentheses? It also says Sham Din Ramask Asu. I didn't. I should have. I missed it. It says the same thing with Sham. Did you look it up, Din Ramask Asu? I didn't. It's my mistake. Okay, Bleenetter, we got to do it. Okay, let's go. We got that? I wonder, I was also bothered by what's the significance of having the fingernail. You know what I mean? If it doesn't have a fingernail, if it had a fingernail, it would be different. See, that's another thing I got
to
check out.
You're supposed to bury a limb. You're supposed to burn a fingernail. There's a whole lot of difference between the two.
Okay.
So if it doesn't have a fingernail, then the question is, it's just a regular aver. And if an aver falls off, then you have to bury it. It's considered to be.
No, but we're not talking about beer. We're talking about whether it's metame or not.
Right. So
I'm saying the fact that it doesn't have a fingernail, its fingernail shows maybe it's not a real aver.
Fingernail as an aver, we cut off and treat it differently than a regular aver. A regular aver is metame, is still metame people.
It's metame mago masa, but not
but
ma oil.
That's
a shy one. All right, we got to look into it. You're saying a live fingernail, you're not supposed to throw at people. You're a Russian, like Morris says in Moy Cotton. If you cut off your fingernail and throw it at someone, you're a Russian. That's what you're supposed to, you know, flush in the toilet your fingernails. God forbid if a pregnant woman walks out, she could miscarry.
Supposed to burn it.
Ideally, a tzaddik, a chassid burns it, but it's hard to burn it nowadays. Lamaisa, but you flush it down the toilet, lamaisa. Okay? All right. You could burn it, it's a higher majagi. All right, but I don't know if that's germane regarding the tumor, Binyam. Okay, go ahead. So we got to look that up. Okay, my bad, as they'd say, right? I like the lushin, my bad, lamaisa. More in basketball, right? My bad. We're talking about learning. When you make a bad pass, my bad, right? Okay? All right, go ahead. My bad on many accounts here. The Maisa missed the Gemara about Bechir, so also missed the whether it's the Maisa about the Sipar. So we got to look it up. Lina, go ahead. It's Josh's fault. I blame it on Josh because we learned together this morning. Okay, go ahead. Blame it on Josh. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let's go. I know a name from a living person is Mitame.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. So why does the Gemara say me a mace?
It's
not
the
Gemara.
It's the Mavos
Atosas
commenting on the
Gemara.
So maybe the Mavos
Atosas
is wrong.
Who's Mavos Atosas? I don't know who wrote it.
In the back of the
show it to me after Shir, Lubos. After Minchin.
Of the Rebbe of the Others.
Yes.
To help But Tosfos, it gives explanation of each
Gemara. Oh, you don't have to look up the Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay. So all right, good.
Has the Gemara and then has like
all right, we got to look up the Gemara. Okay, good. Everyone's saying
say
it. Doesn't say anything wrong. I got to look it up. I mean, if he says it, they're right. They say over the Gemaras, right?
They're saying over the Gemaras with a little bit of a beard.
Right, so in the stomach, they're right, Jake. You know, I shouldn't say that they're wrong. I don't know. I didn't look it up. It's got to be saying over the Gemara right. Which Mishnah are you quoting from the Live Limbs of Atomic?
Caleb.
What does it say? What parak or what Mishnah?
Parak al Mishnah.
What does it say?
The Mishnah itself doesn't say explicitly that the live limb. Apparently, they're either shein or mustard girl.
How do you know it's a live limb?
I'm looking.
Okay, we have to see. Okay, Viter, go ahead. Let's go, guys. That bottom crisis. Go ahead, Ari. Everyone's saying good. Go ahead. Guys, look inside.
Tosfos asks.
Oh, Rebbe.
Yes.
Tosfos Yamtiv quotes in Masechus Eddius. And it's Kazai's Basar Bar from Nechai.
Tosfos Yamtiv in Kalim is quoting a Mishnah in Duyos?
Yeah, Tosfos Yamtiv in Kalim says, Perish Mimena Leiber, the Blood of Denai in Masechus Eddius, Paravah Mishnah Gimel, and Kazai's Basar Bar from Nechai, and that is Orah Bar from Nechai.
That's Basar.
Right.
That's flesh. Flesh from a chai person is ametame. It's machlis tanoim in eduyos. Okay, what'd you say? All right, we have to see. We have to see. Okay, go ahead. Excellent. Very good. Let's see again. Guys, got bottom touches. Go ahead. The Gemara says in Pirkei Ben Sora Mor in Sanhedrin, from after the time of the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the notion of taste of bia, the hanah from bia, was given over to adulterers. Yes?
Yeah.
It was given over to adulterers from the time of the Korban. Go ahead. Tikshalei.
Tikshalei nami. Adu koran shenekra lo avalu lehu tam bia lehu vreavira. I'm sorry.
Why did the Gemara ask over there that what? But before the Korban, the Nofim, the adulterers, did not have taste of bia? Why did the Gemara ask that over there in Sanhedrin? Just like it asked it here. Right? Why didn't it say, you mean to tell me that adulterers didn't have time bia before the Korban? Mafiklei, there's a famous pasuk in Mishlei, go ahead. Yimtaku. Why don't you get those words? Mayim genu yimtaku. It's a famous concept which means that it's sweeter for a person stolen waters than free waters. People like to, you know, they think they get a geshmak when they're doing an isser. It's a terrible thing. So kidaparach what? What does that mean, kidaparach? Like it asked here. The Gemara jumps and says, you mean to tell me a chacham is not a navi? Why does the Gemara mean to say that over aver, you mean to tell me nofim, adulterers, didn't get hanaf from bia before the korban? Why did the Gemara ask the same style of kasha that it does here in Sanhedrin? He's asking on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Everyone got that kasha? Okay, go ahead. What's the answer of Yesh Lomar? Oh, you know why the Gemara didn't ask him here? Because the Gemara knew its answer. The Gemara knew the answer that we gave here. Go ahead.
Nitzal Tambiya.
What is Nitzal Tambiya? Go ahead. Oh, what does that mean? It means like this, that the adulterers never had it taken away from them. Who was it taken away from? The taste of Biya. It was taken away from tzaddikim and benonim, regular guys that are not nofim. After the korban, the taste of bia was taken away from them. Okay? That's exactly what it said here. What did it say in our Gemara? The chacham and nevu wasn't taken away from them. It was taken away from a stam nevu. It wasn't a chacham. You got me? As Eliezer said very nice in Seder, he said the nofim had it before and they still have it. It was the good guys that was taken away from after the Korban. So the reason why the Gemara didn't ask it there, because the Gemara already knew the answer. And notice, we looked that up. It says Odi and Tais and Gittin. It says that in Gittin a lot of times, that the Gemara will not ask the same style kasha in another Gemara if we assume the Gemara knew that answer. Okay? Now, I have to think about it over the week. I have a lot of things to think about. I should give you Teirutzim, I hope, on Sunday with Siyata Nishmaya. One of the guys asked in Seder, Lamaisa, what does that mean? What does this mean? That Tam Bia is not, the Gemara says in many places that Bia is Hanah. What does it mean that nowadays the Lamaisa, after the Churban Mikdash, the Tam Bi was taken away from what? Guys, regular guys who are not Noafim. What does that mean? Gemara says in many places that Bi is Hanoh. You understand the Kasha? I don't have a good answer to tell you the truth. I was thinking of Pshat Lamaisa maybe for a higher level of Kedusha, but that doesn't really answer the Kasha well. Really doesn't answer the Kasha. Okay, I don't know. Maybe they were higher Madrega before the Churban. So maybe they appreciated what it meant more, Lamaisa. Maybe they appreciated what Tam Bia meant more than what we knew Bisman said. But I don't know. I got to think about it. I don't have a good terrors. I think about it over the weekend. You follow the problem. Yes? Yeah, go ahead. Yes?
I have a question. Is it possible that it changed after the Churban by Shani also, or not? It's
when we see Churban by Shani, it's referring to Bais Rishon. Here it's referring to Bais Rishon.
So is that that applies like nowadays?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. That's what the guys were asking. That's what guys were asking the Seder. The Gemara says in many places in Shas that Bias Anah never gives a limitation. It means even Bisman Bayis Sheni, after the Churban Bayis Sheni. There was always Bias Anah. The times of the Amoraim. Churban Bayis Hamikdash was 70 CE. Second Bayis Hamikdash was destroyed. And the Gemara afterwards says that Bias Anah. So what does the Gemara mean? Only the Dauphin have Tam Hanah? Tam Hanah?
I think the
Hafa,
we don't have a title for our generation.
It's not the Mara for the Zoras, it's on Gilead Arias. Tom Bia for, it's talking about Gilead Arias, the Rishon, we're talking about regular Bia. Oh, regular Bia that a man has with his wife. It's talking about regular Bia. The Gemara says many places in Shas that Hana, Achilles Hana, Bia is Hana. Never gives a limitation that it's only for what? Only for Rishon that are Nafim, right? It's a difficulty. No, we have to think about what the answer would be. Maybe it's never mind. Dragon. Okay. This leads us to the following mahal. Let's get this. Okay? Let's get this. There is a Gemara Maseches Nedarim. The Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph. The Ramban asked this Kasha. The Shittim and Gubetzis, the Marashah, the Chushi HaGadosh, the Torah Schaim asked. Nedarim, Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph. Lamed Chesem and Aleph. The Ramban, the Shittim and Gubetzis, the Marashah, the Chushi HaGadosh, the Torah Schaim. They all ask. How could Hashem dwell as Shechina lifnei the Churban and Nevim that are not Chachamim? We pointed out the Gemara has two tracks, Nevim and Chachamim. Before the Churban, that means Hashem dwelled as Shechina on people that are Nevim that are not smart, that are not Chachamim. And the Gemara has a famous klal in the Dorm Daflam and Chesem and Alf. She'ena Kodesh Baruch Hamasher Shechinoso El Al Asher Gibor V'Chacham. Get it down. Asher Gibor V'Chacham. It's a famous Gemara in the Dar Daf Lamed Ches. Hashem is only Master of Shechina. Hashem is only Master of the Shechina. Ein Hashem Master Shechinaso Ella Al Gibor Chacham V'Navi. Now I want you to get that down. What Gibor means? What does Gibor mean? Does Gibor mean charismatic, strong guy that can bench a lot of what? A lot of pounds? A lot of weight? Or does it mean Akovish is Yitzro? What does Gibor mean? Samachleis Ramam and the Ran. I want you to get this. Samachleis Ramam and the Ran. What Gibor means? Does it mean Akovish? Does it mean a tough guy? Physically? Charismatic guy? Or does it mean a guy who's Akovish is Yitzro? Means spiritually is a Gibor. So Machleis Rambam the Ran. Now I don't remember who says what. I think the Rambam, I don't remember. I believe that I looked that up over the weekend. But I'm saying a lot of blinetters. A lot of work to do, a lot of homework. Okay? But I want you to get this Machleis Rambam Ran down, what Gibor means. But this is a great kasha. The kasha is, how does our Gemara say that Hashem dwells in Shechina on people that are what? That are Nevim, that are void of Chacham. What do you mean? In order for Hashem to dwell in Shechina, so we have to be a Gibor Chacham and Navi. If you're lacking Chachma, you don't get the Shechina. It's a great Kasha. Please get this down. That's the Kasha. So what's the Teretz? So let's work on this Teretz, okay? What'd you say?
Why would it be the first versus the last?
I don't understand what you mean. What do you mean, first and last?
Because being Gibor and physical strength has nothing to do with whether you're able to get the Shechina or not, should be like with how you're...
Well, I guess it might mean if you're a leader. A Navi's going to... Hashem only wants to dwell as if someone's going to be able to influence other people to do Avodas Hashem. Makes sense. Right. So if you're charismatic, or you know, people look up to a guy who's strong, so that's could be, you could take that approach. I would have, I agree with you. I would have said Kovach is Yitzro, but I can understand the other shot. Cool. Well, it's a machlokes. So why don't you get done? So let's Ram and the Ram. Forgot who says what, but this is the kasha we're asking. There have been a Gershom. Would have been a Gershom. One sec. I want to get this mahalach. It's getting later. There have been a Gershom asks. There have been a Gershom's mazal with the Gemara's kasha. Atol chacham lav noviu mihay novi kim lechacham. Who were the neviim chachamim? Gemara's bothered by how do you have this track? How the rishonim lemay? It's interesting. It's interesting that Rabbi Gershom kind of like asks the kasha that I just said from the Rishonim. It's kind of like the way that Rabbi Gershom learns the kasha of the Gemara. Did you hear what I just said? But what did the Rishonim ask? That the Gemara has this track that there are people in the Nevi'im that are void of Chachma. That's against this Gemara. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu only is Master Shechinah on who? Some of the Chacham Gibra B'Novim. Yes? Everyone got that kasha? But in a certain sense, Rabbi Gershom says that might be the Gemara's kasha when it says Ato Chacham Lav Novi'hu. Meaning to say, who are the Nevi'im? The Nevi'im are no one other than who? No one other than the Chachamim. There is no concept of the Navi that's void from Chachma. So in a certain sense, you could say the Rishonim's Kasha is the Gemara's Kasha, at least the way the Rabbeinu Gershom learns the Kasha of the Gemara. So what is the Teretz? So the Marsha answers, I'll pee the Rosh in the dark. Let's get it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only is Masha Shekhinah B'Kviyas. But Derech HaRai, He will. That's what the Shidim Kubetz says as well. Temporarily, Hashem will dwell the Shekhinah in someone who's void of Chachma. And that's what our Gemara means. Our Gemara means on a temporary level. Please get it. This is what the Ramban starts off saying too. This is what the Ramban... Okay? So... We got the first answer. He doesn't comment on it.
So what was the first answer? I'm sorry.
The first answer is bekvius. You need to have what? You need to have a gibor v'chachma the what? Vashiris and wealth. You follow me? That's only bekvius. But once in a while, temporary, you can what? You can get that. That's what our Gemara is talking about. That's the answer to the Marsha. I'll pee the Rosh in the Dharm. Number one. Number two. The Ramban gives another Terence. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only dwells in Shechinah B'Kviyas, only on a Chacham. But a Navi Shal Shlichus that's temporary, Hashem will dwell in Shechinah on a Chassid who's not a Chacham. So he starts off basically saying a similar answer. But it's a similar answer that we just said. It's B'chakdin between Kviyas and Arod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only dwells in Shechinah B'Kviyas on a Chacham. But on a Navi who's void of Chachma, he'll get it temporarily. But then the Ramban rejects that. He doesn't like that answer. And he gives a new answer. And the new answer is there are two types of Nevuah. Please get it. There's a type of Nevuah that is a vision, and that was taken away Bisman HaKorban. And then there's a type of Nevuah that a person possesses through intuition, intellectually. And that was not taken away. And there are Elif HaChamim, the Yodim, the Emes Ruch HaKodesh. And that's how the Ritva Mazber Chodim is Adif Minavi. The same Navi that has the koach to see the future, but he has no Nevuah B'derach intellectual. So there are two types of Nevuah. There's a Nevuah that comes from an image, from a vision. That was taken away from Shemana Korban. But a Nevuah that comes from a Chachma, from an intuition, an intellectual element, as the Baal HaTanya writes, steal it down, Chelek Beis Perek Mem, that it's a higher madrega to know Hashem intellectually rather than emotionally. This is from the Baal HaTanya. A lot of Hasidim, you think a Hasidim is always emotional. The Baal HaTanya says it's a higher madrega to become closer to Hashem intellectually than emotionally. Amazing.
What does that mean intellectually?
Through the Chochmas HaTorah.
But not to
perceive us. Yeah, through the Chochmah Satera. You connect with Hashem through the Chochmah Satera, through Rashi, Taisus, the Rama, the Gemara. So the Ramban says there are two types of Nevuah. I want you to get it down. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Masha, the Chocham. There are two types of Nevuah. And that was taken away, the one that was the vision. But the intuition, Lamaisa, and the intellectual, what says Chocham Gibor, that sticks even Bismanazet. This is the answer of who the Ramban. Sam Seifer elaborates on the Ramban. And he says as follows. There are a lot of people that, I don't know a lot of people, but people get nevuah through a gilui min shamayim, a revelation from shamayim. And that chelik is min nevuah was taken away. But then there are nevi'im, there is nevuah, which a person gets not through a revelation, through his learning Rashi Taisus and the Ramban and the Rambam. He's learning Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and he gets a siyata nishmaya from a Kodesh Baruch Hu to figure out something. And therefore, that comes through what? That comes through Ruchnius. That comes through Ruchnius intellectual, and that was not taken away. So the Chasam Sofer elaborates on the Ramban that there are two types of nevuah. You guys got to get this. A nevuah that's from a vision. A nevuah from a vision, a revelation, that was taken away. But a nevuah through what? Intellectual. And through intellectual connecting to Hashem, that sticks even bizman hazeh. And that's special. What'd you say?
How's that different from Ramban?
He's being masber the Ramban. He's saying that's what the Ramban means. Okay? He's elaborating on the Ramban. Now the Teres Chaim says a similar answer to the Ramban. There are two types of nevuah. There's a nevuah mamish that Moshe Rabbeinu heard from Piyakvura, another Nevi'im. And there's another type of nevuah you didn't hear from Piyakvura, you heard from the Yuchachma. So you figure it out through Sinai, through Mishnah, Gemara, and Talmud. And that, even though the first one was taken away, Piyakvura, but what stuck? The nevuah that came through intellectual, Lamai, so that stuck. So basically we're all saying one pshat. The Ramban, Chasam Sofer elaborates on the Ramban, and the Torah Chaim is saying the same pshat as the Ramban. Is I want you to get this, that there are two types of nevuah and lamaisa. How can Hashem dwell his shechina on someone's void of chachma? That's this gemara, the dar daf lamed ches. The teretz is that what? He either does it what? Two basic teretz. Either does it bekfiyas only with gibur chachma the navi, but once in a while, a roi will do it with someone's void of chachma. That's one answer. What's the other answer? The other answer is the two types of nevuah. What are the two types of nevuah? Nay, there's a nevuah through intellectual, get this down. And there's a nevuah through emotional. And through seeing a vision. And through the vision. And that vision was taken away when the korban happened. But the nevuah through intellectual, of an intuition, like it says, the posek and paskin, even though he's not 100%, he has a 90%, he has intuition of what the psak is. Rav Shechter always says, a poise can paskin like that. He has an atiyas adas. He can paskin the lies. That's part of this nevuah through intellectual. It's not a nevuah, but it means it's a ruach hakodesh. That's what we're saying. Because ain't navi l'chadish davar miyata. This Gemara in Shabbos says a navi can't create din. How can any of navi follow that navi teach me a dark scusha of bias? Bnei Yochus in the Mukiyosu says he comes as a talmud chacham, not as a navi. He's the greatest talmud chacham. Not as a Navi, ain't Navar, and the Shachas, but so what are we talking about? We're talking about here, we're talking about a Siyata Deshmaya. It's a Nevuah through intellectual, Tayr, through Chachma, Rashi and Taisis, and Lomdus. And therefore, those are the two basic Terutsim that we're given, okay? And that's how the Chasam Sofer elaborates on the Ramban, and that's what the Teres Chaim's answer. So what was taken away? The vision, Nevuah. What stuck? The intellectual Nevuah. That stuck, Halacha L'maaseh. So there were people that were void of Chachma, but they got this Nevuah. They got it either temporarily, or they got it as a vision-wise before the Korban Beis HaMikdash, okay? Or they got it as a vision-wise before. How does that get out of that Gemara? It's a little bit more difficult. So what you have to say, the Gemara says that Hashem's dwelling in Shekhinah, the intellectual type of Shekhinah, through a Chacham Gibor. That's what you have to say. So it answers both. It answers both these answers answer the Kashm. I want you to get it down well, okay? Now, Lamaisa, I just want to point out, Rabbi Gershom quotes both pshatim here, whether derogatory or not, or complimentary. And the first pshat is like Tysus, that it was what? It was derogatory. The second pshat is that it is complimentary. Shita Megubetzis also, Shin only quotes both pshatim. The Taras Chaim says he thinks it's complimentary, like the Tysus says in Erevin, like the Ritva. This is what the Taras Chaim says. He thinks, like Tyson Erevin in the Ritva, that it's complimentary. And it says, "Can a meisel nitna nevuah l'chachamim?" It did use this expression, nevuah l'chachamim. So you get the impression from the Gemara that it should be complimentary, because Gemara is saying that the chachamim possessed the nevuah, never taken away from them. So it seems like the word nevuah is a good thing, no? The way the Gemara speaks about it here, it's an interesting riot. I didn't think about that. He likes the Tosfos Erev better, that it's more complimentary. Because Gemara is speaking about complimentary here. That the Chachamim what? The Chachamim nitna levua the Chachamim. It's given to the Chachamim. Yes, yes, go ahead.
I think Tosfos Erev says that.
He actually says that? Okay.
You saw it, man.
Yeah, I think the Ritva says it. You see, Tosfos says it too?
Yeah.
Excellent. Very good. Tosfos and the Ritva point this out, that our Gemara is speaking about a complimentary way, because it's saying that the what? That the Nevuah was stuck by the Chachamim, kept the Nevuah. So obviously it was a complimentary thing. Okay. This opens the door to the following, guys. Let's get it. Then we got to get to the Binyam, you've been patient real quick. Then we got to get to the Chumash. But first we have to say this Mahalath. Go ahead.
Shimshon breaks the whole question. Shimshon is not a Chacham. He's a Gibor, sure. He's a physical Gibor. He's not a spiritual Gibor.
I think he was.
He's not a Chacham. He
how do you know?
He gets tricked.
Doesn't mean he's not Chacham and Torah.
Spiritually.
Doesn't mean he's naive. Doesn't mean naive. It means
a
new Torah. He was in Torah, new Torah. He was a Gibor, a Chacham, and he was an Asher.
Smart enough to be a leader.
He was a Chacham. You mean not naive. A lot of people are smart that are naive. You know, you're not a tricker. He wasn't a tricker. Okay,
he doesn't know.
That's the pshat. Chacham means entire. Chacham means entire.
The point is that Shalei is Chacham with Arbi. Because the other Nevi'im they actually like have understanding of Torah, and he doesn't show it.
He has to look more. He was a Chacham Satir. He had the Chacham Satir. We have to find Makaris. We'll find Makaris. Okay, this opens the door to the following. Please get it down. How does Nevuah work in general? Please get this down as we have the notes. How does Nevuah work in general? How does Nevuah work? Rabbi Shulei Biskin has an essay on this. The great chief rabbi of Yishalayim. Rabbi Shulei Biskin has the great chief rabbi of Yishalayim, Lamaisa. He has an essay in the back of the Sefer Chumash about Nevuah. What does the word Nevuah mean? No, it means utterances. Borei leaves of a sign. Nevuah means utterances. Dibor. Very good, Arya. This is what it's translated. Borei leaves of a sign. Utterances of lips. A nov is supposed to say over. This is what it means. The word nev. Borei leaves of a sign. Poskin chumish. Poskin novi. This is Bishule Diskin's chop. Someone suppresses his nevuah's chayiv nisa. What dafin shas? Peitesim and afin sanhedrin. A nabi, by definition, is supposed to say over what he was told by Hashem. If you don't, you're chayiv nisa shamayim. That's what Yonah did. He ran away. You know, the produce agency in our church is called tinuva. Produce, what you say. When a person says he's producing.
Isn't that in the Shas Rima? Like going through the bad people when there was Somebody didn't know, say over.
Okay, could be. I forgot. It's a terrible thing. Definition of a Navi is to say over. What is the difference between the Svarim, Nevim, and Ksuvim? How did the Chum decide which Svarim went in Nevim, which one went in Ksuvim? So Reb Chaim says any Svarim that were given to say over are Nevim, by definition. All the Svarim and Nevim were the Navi supposed to say over. The Svarim and Ksuvim are just written to, given to be written down. That's all. That's what Reb Chaim writes. Now, the Rambam writes differently. Sfarim and Nevim, where the Navi got his unconscious. When he got his Nevu, he was unconscious. The Sfarim and Ksuvim is when he wrote up Ruach HaKodesh. What's Ruach HaKodesh? You're up. You just have a special Siyata Nishmaya. And the Meiri says, what's the difference between the Sfarim and Nevim and Ksuvim? Musar. The element of Musar is the Sfarim and Nevim. The element in Ksuvim, they're just informational, historical. Eliezer asked on me for Mishlei. That's the Miri, the third shot. Three shot, you guys got to know. Reb Chai, no. Reb Chai, the Rambam, and the Miri. Three shot between the Svarim and the Nevim and Ksuvim. You know, I'm just joking, Yosef. Reb Chai says the Svarim and the Nevim were given to say over, right? They were given to say over. I'll say it 800 times if I need to. Reb Chai, you want me to say it 800 times? Okay, not now, but another time, right? Okay? So the Svarim and the Nevim were given to say over. What are the Svarim and Ksuvim? They're given to be written down. That's Reb Chaim. The Rambam is Svarim that were given when the Navi was unconscious when he got his Nevuah. Svarim and Ksuvim are when he wrote it for Ruach HaKodesh. David HaMelech wrote to him when he was up. He wasn't unconscious when he got the Nevuah. That's called Ruach HaKodesh. That's a lower level. And the Miri says the Svarim and Nevi'im are Musar. The Svarim and Ksuvim are not Musar, the historical information. But Eliezer asked a great kash. He said, Rebbe, what about Mishle? Mishle is in Ksuvim. That's all about Musar. It's a good kash. I was once bothered by it too. Very good. I don't have a good answer for that.
So it's Kohelis.
Kohelis also, yeah. You're true. Good kash as well. Excellent. But I want you to know those three pshatim. Now, how does Nevuah work? How does Nevuah work? Well, yes, yes.
What was the third pshat?
Musar. Musar. The third pshat is Musar, Svarim and Nevi'im. Musar, Svarim, Ksuvim, and Nevi'im. Musar. Okay?
Nevi'im and Musar or Ksuvim?
Nevi'im have the element of Musar. Ksuvim don't have the element of Musar. So Eliezer asked, what about Mishle? Yosef asked, what about Kohelis? Good kashas. Very good. Now listen to this. How does Nevuah take place? Do you know everyone who's alive has a neshama, which is called a what? A chelik elokai mimal. It's called a chelik from upstairs that Hashem puts in your body. A neshama is something from up Shemayim that Hashem instills in every human being.
Who says this?
Rabbi Shula at this.
It's also
in a Sefer Chumash. He has an essay in the back of it about Nevuah. And he says, when Hashem sends a person Nevuah, it goes through to the person's neshama and is filtered out to the world. That's how Nevuah works. And it depends how great and crystal clear your neshama is. There's a Gemara in Yevamos and then Tesim Beis that writes that Moshe Rabbeinu saw everything, Bas Baklari and Ira. Crystal clear, word for word, letter for letter. He got everything. A to Z, Aleph to Tav. Moshe Kibbul Torah Mi Sinai. His neshama was crystal clear. Everything that came down from Shammai, word for word, letter for letter, he said over to Klal Yisrael. In the Mishnah Novice, it says, Moshe Kibbul Torah Mishum Asarah, the Yeshua, Yeshua, and Levin. L'havdol Avdos, you know in the word of in the game of telephone? You have one guy tell another guy. By the time you get to the guy on the other end, it's a totally new story. The Nevi'im were great. Don't get me wrong. And that's an exaggeration of what I said. They got 99.99. Moshe Rabbeinu got 100%. That's why it's Kibbel by Moshe. The other ones are Moser. That's why I said before, anyone who doesn't believe Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest Navi ever was, ever will be, is an Abikaris. Rambam says. That's why I went to the library during lunch. And I got out the Rishus of the Chasam Torah. And it says something that's always bothered me. It says, let his face light up and stuck about Spaklari Mira Kinibe Yeshayahu. Who's the only one that's besides Spaklari Mira? Yeah. How can it say, I don't know, I don't have an answer for it. How can it say Kinibe Yeshayahu? Moshe Rabbeinu was in a league on his own. And his neshama was crystal clear, guys. Clear as glass. You follow me? Yes, Yogi.
And this book is Suvim, where according to the Rambam,
they received their Nevuah Baruch HaKodesh. They weren't unconscious. Told them out, they wrote Tilmas. It was sitting at the desk. And he wasn't unconscious when he received it. Okay, we got this? So I wanted to share with you an unbelievable thing he says. Are you familiar? There's a Rashi that quotes, I think it's in Parshas Bilam. There is no Parshas Bilam. Parshas Balak. That Moshe Rabbeinu was challenged by someone. There was someone as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. The Umas Olam came to Hashem with a complaint and said, well, we don't have a Navi as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not fair. So what did Hashem give them? Bilam. You mean to tell me Bilam was as great as Moshe? Bilam was a murderer, idolater, adulterer. He's a horrible guy. He was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu? It's a Pella. How can the Medrash mean that? So be sure like this, and I'll tell you what it means. Bilam was such a bad guy. His neshama was so clouded and messed up that he thought when the brachos came down in the Shemayim through his neshama, they would be transferred and transformed into klalos, and he could curse the Jewish people because he knew that he was such a bad guy. So Hashem fixed him for one time in history
and put him on a plateau of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, his neshama was crystal clear. And the brachas that came down in Shemayim remained what? Remained brachas. Isn't that an amazing pshat? Doesn't mean that he was as great as Moshe. Forget about it. He was a horrible guy. But there was one time in history where Hashem put another man on Moshe Rabbeinu's level of nevuah. For the brachas to remain brachas. It's a powerful shot. And I want to tell you something also, based on our Gemara in our Masechta. Let's turn a few blocks later. I don't think we're going to get to there by the end of the year. But I want you to look at Yudalatim and Base. Take a look at Yudalatim and Base, four lines from the bottom of the Gemara. Here the Gemara goes through who wrote different Sfarim in Tanakh. You see where it says in Yudalatim and Base, guys? Mi Kosvan. Moshe Kosov Sifro. What's Moshe Kosov Sifro mean? Kamisha Chumshe Torah. Uparshas Bilam. What is Parshas Bilam? Why does that need to be singled out? Isn't that part of the Torah? You understand my difficulty with that? Why does it have to be singled out? Parshas Bilam? It's part of the Torah. Rashi says the Parshas Bilam Nivuasu Mishalov, Afa Bishin and Tzorke Moshe, the Taraso, the Seder Ma'asav. You know what the answer is? Because it was pointed out, because the whole Torah is from Moshe Rabbeinu. But that small episode, Bilam was on the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what the Gemara is driving at. Of course it's all part of the Torah. It's all divinely given. But there was one man in one time in history was put on that Madrega, and that was Bilam. Because it all depends on how crystal clear your neshama is. If you're a bad guy, it's really muddled and clouded, and he thought the brachas would turn into clawless. In fact, Ramaisa, that's what he means. He says, "Parshmul nevuaso mishalov, avishin and mitzurke moishu v'tarasa v'seder masav." That's what he's driving at, Ramaisa. It's a big chiddush what Rashi's saying. It's like it wasn't needed. Anything in the Torah is needed, no? What does Rashi mean when he says, Shana Mitzurke Moshe Tarasso, the Seder Masa? What do you mean? Anything in the Torah is, by definition, the needs of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what I think Rashi's driving at as well. What Rashi's driving at as well is that Lamaisa, those psukim from Bilam were Asbaklari and Meira because Hashem put Bilam on that Madrega for that one time. Of course, everything's divinely given. That's the pshat. Yes, go ahead. No, it's late already. Go ahead.
How's that not against the Rambam?
What do you mean not against the Rambam? Because it means one time in history. There was one guy who was on that, but it doesn't mean in general. One time Hashem put it on. It's all Rosh Hashanah. It's one time. So this is the pshat how Nevuah works. I want you guys to get this. This is a beautiful essay that he writes in Shulei Diskin. And this is what we're saying Nevuah is really all about. But we're saying there's two types of Nevuah. There's an intellectual nevuah and there's a vision, right? The intellectual nevuah is stuck by the chachamim. The emotional was taken away. Okay, let's close with something chumash, and we'll continue on.